Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. All together, please. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sarvetam Savadutam Prijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gubika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapcha Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Brinda Vanishwari Rishabhana Sudadevi Brinamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Padidanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6 Prescribed Duties of Mankind, Chapter 9, The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura, Text number 35. So, as you can see, today's verse is a prose verse, it's not a rhythmic verse. So, I'll read it once, and then we'll repeat the word for word. Then we can all get the benefit of chanting the verse. So, atra tatra bhavan kim deva tattva iha guna vishaga patita para trantrena swakrita kushalam kushalam phalam upadayati ahosit atmarama upasama shila samyasya darshana udasta itaha vacha cha vidamaha. So, word for word, please repeat. Ataha, therefore, tatra, in that, bhavan, your lordship, kim, whether, deva dattavat, like an ordinary human being, forced by the fruits of his activities, iha, in this material world, Guna Vishaga Patitaha, fallen in a material body, impelled by the modes of material nature. Paratantrena. By dependence on the conditions of time, space, activity, and nature. Svakrita. Executed by oneself, koshala, auspicious, akushalam, inauspicious, phalam, results of action, upaditati, accepts, aho svip, or atmaramaha, completely self-satisfied. Upasama Shila, self-controlled in nature. Samanjasya Darshanaha, not deprived of full spiritual potencies. Udaste, remains neutral as the witness. Iti, thus. Havava, Certainly, navidamaha. We do not understand. Translation in Srila Prabhupada. These are our inquiries. The ordinary conditioned soul is subject to the material laws, and he thus receives the fruits of his actions. Does your lordship, like an ordinary human being, exist within this material world in a body produced by the material modes? Do you enjoy or suffer the good and bad results of actions under the influence of time, past work, and so forth? Or, on the contrary, are you present here only as a neutral witness who is self-sufficient, free from all material desires, and always full of spiritual potency? We certainly cannot understand your actual position. Please repeat. These are our inquiries. The ordinary conditioned soul is subject to the material laws, and thus he receives the fruit of his actions. Does your lordship, like an ordinary human being, exist within this material world in a body produced by the material modes? Do you endure or suffer the good or bad results of actions under the influence of time, past work, and so forth? Or, on the contrary, are you present here only as a neutral witness who is self-sufficient, free from all material desires, and always full of spiritual potency? We certainly cannot understand your actual position. Purport Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he descends to this material world for two purposes, namely pritranaya sadhanam vanashaya chaduskritam, to relieve the devotees and kill the demons or non-devotees. These two kinds of action are the same for the absolute truth. When the Lord comes to punish the demons, he bestows his favor upon them. And similarly, when he delivers his devotees and gives them relief, he also bestows his favor. Thus the Lord bestows his favor equally upon the conditioned souls. When a conditioned soul gives relief to others, he acts piously. And when he gives trouble to others, he acts impiously. But the Lord is neither pious or impious. He is always full in his spiritual potency, by which he shows equal mercy to the punishable and the protectable. The Lord is apapa vidam. He is never contaminated by the reactions of so-called sinful activities. When Krishna was present on this earth, he killed many inimical non-devotees, but they all received svarupya. In other words, they returned to their original spiritual bodies. One who does not know the Lord's position says that God is unkind to him, but merciful to others. Actually, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samaham sabhabhuteshu na me dveshto sti na priyaha. I am equal to everyone. No one is my enemy, and no one is my friend. But he also says, Ye bhajanti tu mam bhakya mai te teshu chapyaham. If one becomes my devotee and fully surrenders unto me, I give him special attention. Mukam karoti vachalam bhangam laite girim yakripa tamaham vande shri guru undinatarinam. So this is the demigods addressing the Supreme Lord. These are our inquiries. The ordinary conditioned soul is subject to the material laws, and he thus receives the fruits of his actions. Does your lordship, like an ordinary human being, exist within this material world in a body produced by the material modes? Do you enjoy or suffer the good or bad results of actions under the influence of time, past work, and so forth? Or, on the contrary, are you present here only as a neutral witness who is self-sufficient, free from all material desires, and always full of spiritual potency? We certainly cannot understand your actual position. So yes, this is the humility of the demigods. They are the family of Krishna. Difference between the demigods and the demons, which Prabhupada explains there in the purport, is that the devotees, whether they're pure devotees or sakama devotees, like the demigods with desire, material desire for some power or position, the devotees, they accept eternal kinship with the Lord. Whereas the non-devotees, the asura, the rakshasa, they are against that idea. In third canto, if you remember, in the teachings of Kapil Dev to Devahuti, the conditioned soul mentioned here is covered by five coverings: tamishra, anda tamishra, tamas, moha, and mahamoha. The first covering is tamishra. It is rebellious, anger. He rebels, the conditioned soul, his tatastha shakti, he rebels against the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. And therefore he enters into the maya shakti. And then anda tamishra is he forgets his spiritual identity. Prabhupada mentions there in the purport svarupya, that is to attain a form similar to the Supreme Lord. But anda tamishra means that he falls into material anxiety. Due to his rebellion against the Supreme Lord, he forgets his spiritual nature and identifies with the external energy. So this is anda tamishra. And this leads to tamas. Tamas means he identifies very strongly now with the dual covering of the material mind and the material body. Then under this, moha, he tries to enjoy in the material sphere in forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord. But he becomes subject, as we hear here, to the actions and reactions of his material activities. And this leads to maha moha, great illusion. Because he is trying to enjoy, he wants to be happy, he's pleasure seeking, ananda moibya sat, he wants to attain happiness, but he is baffled at every turn. He only experiences ultimately birth, death, old age, and disease in 8,400,000 species of life, adidevic, adibodhic, adiatmic miseries, miseries due to the material conditions, miseries due to other living entities, and then miseries from his own mind and body. So that is maha moha. He's trying to be happy, but all he gets is the opposite. Dukalayama sashvatam. So he becomes completely bewildered. This is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, as Prabhupada points out, because he eventually gets the message. There's no happiness in the material world. So that is a very great impetus for search for some spiritual realization. So in the human form of life, he can find out very easily particularly in Kali Yuga, by the grace of Gaur Nitai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda, he can understand through the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Supreme Lord the nature of the actual Lord. When he realizes the nature of the Lord, janma kama tame divyam evam yo vaditatpataha, when he has realized the transcendental nature, when he has some cognizance of the transcendental platform, then he can become free of the material energy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. So if you become Brahma Bhuta, if you become realized in the transcendental energy, if you can touch it and feel that special touch of the spiritual energy, which is distinct from the material anxiety, if you can touch Vaikuntha, then and realize that spiritual energy and the Lord's nature within it, then you will never take birth again. Mama Petya to Kuntaya Purna Vidna Purna Vidya. No, yes. You'll never take birth again. You can find that in the 8th chapter of the Gita. So this is the process. The process of becoming liberated is what is portrayed here by the demigods. They are trying to understand the Supreme Lord. And that is the endeavor of the human being. And Lord Brahma, he explains the process of understanding the Supreme Lord. Yani prayashinam udapasha namanta eva jivanti sa mukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shrutikatam tanuvamano vir ye prayasho jita jito piyasti taistri lokyam. So this verse was spoken by Lord Brahma after the Brahma Vimohan Leela. Lord Brahma was looking at Krishna with the cowherd boys, enjoying so much rasa and leela in this Vrindavan Dham, which we are very luckily situated within. And he was thinking, who is this cowherd boy? I'll show him who is the boss of this universe. He's making trouble for Indra. He's lifting Govardhan Hill. I think that came later. But he is something that needs to be examined. So he took away all the cowherd boys, your devotees, hid them in a cave. He came back and everything was there as before. So he was Vimohan. He was also bewildered, but not by the material energy, but by this display of Krishna's mystic opulence. So in this, the 14th chapter, the Brahma Vimohan Leela is the 13th, he offers prayers. And so, of course, this is Lord Brahma, the head of our Sampradaya. He's of unlimited. He's the intelligence of the universe. Just consider, you have some intelligence by which your material mind and body is regulated. Lord Brahma is the intelligence, the regulative principle under the supervision of the Supreme Lord of this universe. So, these prayers are from the head of our Sampradaya. And this is of great pertinence for those that actually want to realize the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, that's a reference to Varnashram. Of course, now in this particular time in Kali Yuga, Varnashram is rather forgotten or avoided as an organizing principle for human society. However, here Lord Brahma says, those you can remain in your position. However, what should you do? You should first of all throw away the process of speculative knowledge. Jnana yoga, just neti neti. Panthastu koti vata sat sarapram. If you spend millions of years, you'll never come even close to a glimmer of the lotus toenails of Krishna. This is what Lord Brahma says in the Brahma Samhita. By this exclusion of material, trying to find that which is transcendental, by negating the material phenomena. You can spend that, give that up. Give up speculation about the absolute truth, sitting in a corner, thinking it must be like that, it could be like this, and then writing all sorts of nonsense philosophy. Give all that up. And then, with your body, words and mind, these are three actions. Sri Sri Gaunitai, Sri Parampara, Krishna Balaram, Gomata, Tulsi Maharani, Shalagram Maharaj, Giri Govardhan, Lalit Vishaka, Sri Radhasham Sunda, Sadhu Sangha Ki. Jai. Jai. Hari Bol. So, give away the speculative approach as a means to gain knowledge of the Absolute Truth. And it is now Adato Brahma Jignas, now that you've attained the human form and you have transcended all material designations, Brahma Jignas, you should be inquiring. That is natural. But don't do it through mental speculation. How should you do it? How can you come to the position of Janma Karma Tame Divyam? How can you realize transcendence, which is the goal of all knowledge? With your body, mind and words, you should offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activity. So, the descriptions of Krishna, his nature, his quality, his personality, his activity, and you should dedicate your life to these narrations. That's a very strong statement. We shouldn't dedicate our life to anything else. If we want to realize, we should hear the description of the Janma Karma, the birth activities, the Leela of Krishna, Naam, Guna, Rupa, Leela. We should hear that, offering our Namam Namaskaru, offering our obeisances to such narrations, which are vibrated personally, Supreme Lord personally, that is like Bhagavad Gita, and throughout Bhagavatam there is description by the Supreme Lord of Himself. And by your pure devotees, we should hear from sadhu, so Shastra, sadhu, Parampara, Acharya, we should hear their explanation, their elucidation of the Vedic literature. And what will be the result? Those persons that do this, that hear about Krishna from the proper source, Didami Buddhi Yogam Tam, you should be very careful who you hear from. Don't just hear from anyone. You should hear from those pure devotees specifically mentioned here, Prabhupada's translation. Sa Mukkaritam. Then, what will happen? You will conquer your lordship. Although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So by the process of hearing the Naam form, Naam Guna Rupa Leela of Krishna, you will conquer Krishna by dedicating your life to it. Then you will realize Krishna by His grace. It's not very hard to understand. If somebody is inquiring into your good self, trying to find out what you think, what your ideas, who your mom and dad are, what you do, you become complimented, do you not? Even in this material world, this person is showing interest in me. Oh, this person is devoted to me. Then you become well disposed. So we are Angsa of Krishna, that which we are non-different in quality from Krishna. So if we become attracted, enthralled by somebody who inquires into our nature, that is similar to Krishna. Krishna becomes attracted to those who are interested in him. That is natural, because the Supreme Lord is a person. If we relate to the Supreme Lord as a person, then we also will get a personal response. Very important. What does Lord Brahma say also at the before he says Sriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kautaravo in the Brahma Samhita? Yat krodha kama sahaja pratiyati viti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai santintri tadrisam tanum apurete govindamari purisham tanum apurete govindamari purisham tamaham bhajami. The Supreme Lord, I worship Govinda, who awards bodily forms befitting to their meditation. So the three negative are mentioned there by Lord Brahma. Krodha, kama, and delusion, moha. This is three negative ways to meditate on the Supreme Lord. One is krodha, like we say, conditioned soul, tamishra, is angry against the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. The devotees accept the Supreme Lord's supremacy, and therefore they get the shelter of the Supreme Lord. But those that are angry, they don't take the shelter. They act independently. And the saipa for that is like envy, Shishupal, Dantavakra. They are meditating on the Supreme Lord, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu. We're going to kill the Supreme Lord. They become so deluded by their anger that they think that the position of the Supreme Lord is up for grabs. If I can perform enough austerity, Hiranyakashipu thinks, Ravana, then I can knock the Supreme Lord off his perch and I will become the Supreme Lord. There's a story in the Puranas about Vamana. He was protecting Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj will be the next Indra. And he was standing at the door. And Ravana came to conquer Bali Maharaj. He thought, I've conquered everywhere. I've heard this Bali Maharaj is down there in Sutala, Atala Vitala Sutala, and I will conquer him. And after that, I'll be the big man. It is explained there in the Puranas, that in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita also, that the Vamana, with the tip of his toe, kicked Ravana way back to Lanka. So Ravana thought, well, I'll leave that till later. So, Supreme Lord, he protects those that are surrendered. Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. He had conquered the universe, dislodged Indra even. He gave everything in two steps to Vamanadev. But that is inconsequential. You cannot get pure bhakti by just offering a few rupees to Krishna or even the whole universe. Because those two things are the material opulences, they belong to Krishna anyway. He's supreme controller. So, but what did he do then? He offered his head. That means he surrendered his own self. So we have Ichha Shakti, we have Kriya Shakti in small degree by grace of Krishna, and we can choose to surrender or not surrender. Those that are intelligent and fortunate, they will surrender and take the shelter of the Supreme Lord, as explained here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada. Those that are foolish, they will rebel. So, through anger. And then there is fearfulness, negative way to meditate upon Krishna. Kamsa. He was very fearful. He'd heard, oh my God, the eighth child will kill me. The Akashvani. So he was thinking, you mean I'll lose my position? He'd already given so much problem even to his own family members, Surasena and so on. So he was seeing the Supreme Lord everywhere, but in fear, Bhayam, Krodha Bhayam. And many people like that, they're fearful. The sinful people are like that. They do their activities in the dark, secretly. They have some intuition, this is bad. Conscience is pricking them. I shouldn't be doing this. So let me do it in dark. I'll get away with it somehow or other. They're fearful about God. No. Prabhupada explains, the sun, the moon, the air, the demigods, they see everything. What to speak of Paramatma? And then moha, meditate upon the Supreme Lord with bogus philosophical systems, bogus man-made religions. Our race, our ethnic group is chosen above all others. The others are just animals. If you're not in our religious system, you're a pagan, devil worshipper. They have deluded ideas about God. God performs sacrifice of his own son. He slaughters his own son as an offering to himself. Strange ideas, blood oaths, origin in Tantra and so on and so forth. Zoroastrianism, strange ideas of duality, different spheres of influence, the devil's controlling here and God is struggling with him. And then ideas that if you leave our religion, we'll kill you. And if you don't join our religion, we'll kill you. And God is so great, you'll never know him. These are all deluded ideas. And then the ultimate delusion is to think that the Supreme Lord is impersonal. Like the Mayavadis. That the ultimate idea, it's mentioned here in this verse. The Mayavadis think that the Supreme Lord takes on a material form when he enters and manifests within the material sphere. You remember? Does your lordship, like an ordinary human being, exist within this material world in a body produced by the material modes? So this is what the pantheists believe. The absolute truth is a big amorphous energy field, and somehow or other, though he's impersonal, he takes form by his choice, which is not a personal activity, either as Durga, Surya, Shiva, Narayan, so on and like that. But that form is material. It is an interaction between the Brahman energy and the material energy. This is ultimate in foolishness, not supported in Shastra. They have their Mahavakyas, but the whole of the Vedic literature is Mahavakya. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is Satchit Ananda, very good. But he's also with form and personality. And therefore there is form and personality in this creation. To just word juggle, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Mudamate, Nahi, Nahi, Rakshati, Dukrin, Karine. This is Lord Shiva. Bhajagovinda, just like Govindam Adi Purisham. You fools and rascals, your grammatical jugglery will not save you at the time of death. Your word play, your speculative interpretation of the Vedas, that will not save you. And then Prabhupada always quoted in the Sarika Bhasya by Shankaracharya, Narayano Pro Vyaktat. Narayan, the shelter of all souls, is above the material energy. Mayavada Mashakshastram Prashchanam Buddha Uchite Padma Puran. Lord Shiva explains to Parvati that in Kali Yuga I will propagate the Mayavad philosophy. It's ashak shastram. It is impious scripture. Why? That is explained by in Jiva Dharma. That is so that the demoniac don't mix with the Vaishnavas. So those that are deluded, that are antithetical against the personality of Godhead, they'll go away and they'll leave the society of Vaishnavas who worship the personal God. So that is one of the reasons, of course. There are many. But that is a prime one. So those are the three. Delusion. Verse 27 of Prakita Rasa Satudustini of Bhakti Siddhanta, Kusiddhanta, he says. He says, those who are not established in Siddhanta, they are not performing devotional service. At best, they're Prakrita Bhakta, Kanishta Adhikari. They're not Vaishnav. They are called Bhakta because they accept the eternal form of the Lord. But they lack knowledge of the Supreme Lord. They lack Sambandha Gyan, Dashamula. They don't understand what is Bhakti. They don't understand Sambandha Tattva, Abhideya Tattva, Prayojan Tattva. But they accept that the Supreme Lord is personal and I worship Him. But they are not on the platform of bhakti. Bhakti starts when? Brahma Bhuta Prasanatman Associati Na Kankshati. You have to come to Brahman platform. How do you do that? Again, by hearing Dashamula, by understanding Sambandha Gyan from a qualified, realized devotee. That will give you Brahma Bhuta. You'll be situated. The sign of that will be prasanatma. You become peaceful. You lose hankering. That means for the material things, just like is mentioned here. Are you under the action of the material energy? Are you hankering for these things? Of course, this is rhetorical. The demigods, they know. Because in the second verse, we'll discuss the second part. So, if you become Brahma Bhuta, if you become realized in transcendence through hearing properly from realized soul, you prasanatma. You become freed from the agitation of material desire because you're touched by the spiritual energy. This is the science of bhakti. And then what will happen? Na soshati na kankshati. You'll not desire anything material. And you'll not lament when good or bad things happen. Your bank balance goes up and down. People speak up nicely or badly. You'll maintain your balanced attitude because you're now entranced by the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and His intimate devotees. Nasotidinakangsri. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu. In that position, then you'll see all living entities as equal. That is the end of knowledge. What is that verse? Suni chaiva sparkecha pandita samadarshana. Pandit, the end of knowledge is to see everything as the energy of Krishna. Krishna has three divisions of energy, Vishnu Puran, internal, external, and the Jiva Shakti, Tatastha Shakti. When you see all living entities as equivalent to Krishna in terms of their nature, when you see all the energy as an emanation of Krishna, when you put away all this Kali Yuga type analysis, thinking that everything is logical and mathematical, and all these foolish ideas that are being taught by the Rakshasas and the demons to the children in the modern day school, they're not being taught this is the energy of Krishna, this is the emanation of Krishna. As Krishna says in the Gita, Aham Mata, Aham Pita, Aham Pita Maha. He explains, I am mother, father, I am everything. Sava Yoni Shakuntaya, Aham Bija, Pita, Pita. I am the seed giving father. When you understand, when that's your worldview, When you're seeing everything in relationship to the Divine Supreme Lord, then Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Then you can become Vaishnav. Mad Bhaktim Labhate. Then that person, he obtains bhakti. That person who's situated in Siddhanta. Siddhanta means to see everything as the energy of Krishna, every person. And that is attained by understanding Dashamula, the 10 primary points of the Veda. We've discussed this many times. So, we understand by hearing from Veda, from Sampradaya Acharya, from Sadhu, and from one's own qualified guru. Diksha and Shiksha. If you hear, then you come, Om Jnana Timirandasya. You come out of the illusory energy, the darkness, by the enlightenment of knowledge. So this is essential. Therefore all the Acharyas from Goswamis, Mahaprabhu and previous, they have all written commentaries. And they are all so easily available now. You should take advantage. If you do not, then you're in a restaurant and you've not taken a bite. We are born now in the Sampradaya. If you go to the MVT or Govindas and you just sit there and the waiter says, what do you want? I just want to sit here. Won't you even take a glass of water? How foolish is that? We're in the temple. We're in Vrindavan Dham. All the Acharya's words, the commentary. We should dedicate our lives. Jnane Prayasham Upadasha. We should dedicate our lives, not in speculation. I heard this about the jiva. I heard he comes because of this. I heard that. Maybe this, maybe that. Oh, I think that. Oh, how many modes of material nature are they? One, two, three, four? Is it four, five? Oh, no, we should hear from the Acharya. We should know scientifically everything. Don't spend your time speculating. Use your intelligence, buddhi yogam, to understand, contemplate the message of the Acharya. Offer your obeisances to those discourses. And then Krishna within the heart. You are very fortunate. There's a story in the Puranas about Bhadaraj Swami. You know, he's a great rishi. He took birth upon the earth because that's the best place to study the Vedas. And he was the associate of King Indra. And Indra extended his life thousands of years. Then he would apply to Indra, I want to study the Vedas more deeply. Give me more lifetime. Indra said yes. Then eventually Indra appeared to Bhadaraj. This is in the Puranas. And he said, Bhadaraj, you're staying down here studying the Vedas. Now let me tell you something. He took Bhadaraj and he sat him in front of three mountains. And then he took three handfuls of sand. And he put it in front of Bhadaraj Muni. And he said, you know, after thousands of years of studying the Vedas, what you have understood from the Vedas is equivalent to these three handfuls of sand compared to the mountain. So, we should go to the essence of the Vedas. The essence of the Vedas is where? In the Amala Puran. Vedavyas was not satisfied by compiling all the Vedic literature, but when he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada translated the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead. Very wonderful translation. This is about the Supreme Lord. If we become immersed in thought of the Supreme Lord, just like the demigods here, they're appearing. Indra, you know the story, of course, leading up to this, Indra, it goes way back, Indra, he didn't recognize Brihaspati, so Brihaspati was offended, and then the demons took over the heavenly planets. This section of the Bhagavatam gives us a vision of the heavenly planets, what's going on. So then they got the Narayan Kavach. Indra was told Brahma to get the Narayan Kavach from Vishwarup. Vishwarup gave them the Narayan Kavach, which employs different mantras. The Narayan mantra, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Bhagavate, Om Namo Vishnave, meditations and different nyasas. And then they reconquered and the Asura. So Vishwarup, he became established as a relation of the Indra. And he was offering oblations for on behalf of the demigods. He had three heads. Now you may think that's odd, yes, but not so in the subtle planes of the heavenly planets. We're on the gross plane. We should not think. In the heavenly planets, it is gross, like this confined Bhumandala section. Vishwarup had three heads, as explained. He used to drink somaras with one, wine with another, and he would eat with another head. So anyway, he was performing yajnas on behalf of the demigods, but through his mother's side, he was related to some of the asuras. So secretly, while he was performing for the demigods, he would offer certain oblations to the asuras. Indra found out, and he cut off the three heads. They took the form of partridges. Anyway, his father, Taksha. He was very upset, so he performed a big yajna, and then it brought Vitrasura on the scene. At the end of this chapter, it explained that Vitrasura, actually, though he took on demoniac form, and he defeated Indra again and again, he took away all their weapons, he didn't kill the demigods, because though he took on this gigantic form, red and gigantic and devouring all the strength and energy of the demigods, he was actually a devotee. So then the demigods again, they appeared to Narayan. And these are the prayers when Narayan appeared. He advises them, you go and approach Dadichi, the sage Dadichi, and get his bones and make Astra out of his bones. He's a great... What? What did you say? Yeah, Dadichi. He also knows Narayan Kavach, so his body is very strong. He'll give up his body. He's a great sage. He's detached from his body. He doesn't need a material body. He knows he can exist with that. He'll give you his body. Make weapons out of his bones. So it's not like this Bhumandala section. Of course, apes make weapons out of bones. They're called F-15s and cannons and bullets. They're just gross weaponry. But in the heavenly planets, it's different conditions of life. As you go up, it becomes more subtle, and there's different potencies. The more subtle the existence, the more potency is there. So anyway, now the Supreme Lord has appeared. And in this verse, you see, the Lord has appeared to the demigods out of his mercy. Why? Because they accept his supremacy. They accept kinship. We are all in the family of Krishna, but some accept that and some don't. This is personalism. This is Vaishnavism. We are all the sons of Krishna. We're all the Ansa of Krishna. We're all in the family. Yes, the demigods, they are attracted to this and that in the heavenly planets, but they accept kinship with the Supreme Lord, whereas the demoniac rebel. So anyway, they pose these questions. Are you like an ordinary human being? Which is a very strange question to ask. The Supreme Lord has appeared. But they're bringing up the question for our, and Vedavyasa is recording it for our benefit. In a body produced of the material modes. The material modes, they influence the consciousness of the living entity, as we explained. And then, due to their subtle effect, the living entity gets a particular material body. Do you enjoy or suffer the bad results of actions under the influence of time, past work, so forth? That means also desire. So the living entity, he is made to dance in the material world, but he is the architect of his own fortune. Just like you paint a painting according to your desire. So you paint your future according to your desire and your activity. The Supreme Lord comes at the end here, is neutral. Yayatam mam prapadyante tamseva bhajamiyaham. That all of them, as they surrender unto me, as they choose to surrender through their voluntary operation of free will, Icha Shakti, they get a certain reciprocation from the Supreme Lord. And if they rebel against the supremacy, then they become subject to the cruel laws of material nature. Prabhupada says that. Cruel laws. If you get what you put in, you get back. Action and reaction. Or on the contrary, are you present here only as a neutral witness? So this is the function of Paramatma, the Vishnu function, is neutral. Who is self-sufficient, free from all material desires, and also full of spiritual potency. We certainly cannot understand your actual position. So though the Supreme Lord is neutral, as Prabhupada wonderfully points out in the purport, he is attracted by the devotion of his devotee. Ye bhajanti bhajanti mam. The samaham sarvabhuteshu. I'm equal, but if you become devoted to me, I become devoted to you. What is that sloka? Sadanam hridayam tvaham. Right? The saints are in my heart. The saints, the sadhus, are the heart of the Supreme Lord manifest before us. Only I am in their hearts. I know no one but them, and they know nobody but me. This is Krishna, the person, explaining. So how do you become established as the heart of Krishna? You surrender to Krishna, four people surrender to Krishna. You surrender to Krishna in knowledge. Krishna says in the Gita, knowledge, in Siddhanta, understanding the Veda, you surrender. Then mad bhaktim lavate param. What is that sloka in the Upanishad, number 11? Cha vidyam avidyam cha yas tadvedo bayam saha. If you know how the material energy works and the spiritual energy works, then you can transcend the influence of both, of material energy rather, and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. So yes, you should understand the material energy. And then, mad bhaktim labhate param, when you're liberated, you should study rasa tattva. You should understand how rasa, the spiritual energy, operates. In Bhakti Vinod's Jiva Dharma, you'll find a brilliant summary. You'll find in Nijwala Ulamani, you'll find in Nectar of Devotion, and you'll find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How does the spiritual energy work as apart from the cruel laws of the material energy? This should be the subject of inquiry. Yes, learn Sambandha Tattva, the interactions of all the energies, but then understand the potencies and the activities of the transcendental world. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. It's very important. Be progressive. Don't just learn, oh, the material world is a place of misery. No, learn what is going on in the spiritual world. Six Goswamis, Krishna Das Kaviraj, they have elucidated the Leela of the Supreme Lord. At the right stage, when we are liberated from material affection, we should inquire. If we meditate upon the residence of the transcendental world, we will stop meditating upon the stool bags of the material world. This is very important. Don't just give up one material identity and take another in the boundaries of the temple. Develop your actual swarup. Here Prabhupada mentions sarup. That is one of the five kinds of liberation. Sayujya, Samipya, Salokya, Shasti and Sarupya. For the devotee, when Uddhava met Vidura, he told him, I told the Supreme Lord, I'm not interested in moksha and those five types of liberation. I just want your service. If you develop that, then you will develop your swarup. As it explained there, yad kama krodha. There's five relationships with Krishna. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, your devotees. But you must meditate in knowledge. You must awaken them. That swarup, distinction from sarup, is there within the soul. It is the expression of the ecstasy of the soul. Just like the tree is situated within the seed. So if you perform proper bhajan, if you realize the rupa, nam, guna and leela of Krishna, your swarup will develop from the heart of the soul. Ramanujacharya, he explains the swarup, the spiritual form, is folded within the soul. Prabhupada explains, just like the tree is within the seed. And how is that form expressed and awoken? Shravanadi Sudha Chitte Karide Udaya. Shravanam Ketanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. That is the fruit. Yes, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, yearning for the five kinds of liberation, that is there. But it is nothing compared to what Mahaprabhu has come to give. So, learn the philosophy properly. Don't think, I've got no brain to understand things. Because actually this philosophy is within your soul. This is major point. Don't think you have to be very clever to understand it. Some big IQ. No. It's explained that the liberated soul, he acts in his jiva dharma, natural nature of spirituality and understanding, free from the maya shakti, where everything is prakashante mahatmana, automatically revealed to such a great soul. Because he's not situated in the maya illusory shakti, he's situated in the enlightened shakti. So everything is revealed automatically within his consciousness. Because the soul is automatically a devotee in the awakened, liberated stage. And how do you do that? How do you get to that platform? By hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's no time in the spiritual world anyway. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada, Sadhu Sangha, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.